Welcome to Sounds from the Sanctuary, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, David Ball.
Well, hello everyone. My name is David Ball, and I'm the Christ Cathedral organist and acting head of music ministry, and this is Sounds from the Sanctuary. Today, in this episode, we are listening to the music of the Psalms. The Psalms has always been the sung music of the church, all the way back to Jewish temples, all the way back to the time of David. This is a timeless genre. And to kick this off, this next one needs no introduction. This is Psalm 23, "The Lord is My Shepherd," Sir David Wilcox and the choir of King's College, Cambridge, a setting by John Goss, Psalm 23. Well, that text needed no introduction. You hear it at every funeral. You hear it in every church, in every part of Christianity all across the world. One of David's most fabulous texts, one of the most peaceful texts, "The Lord is My Shepherd." So we are moving on from that world-famous text to some other psalms and some other settings you might not have heard before. In the next segment, we're going to hear some new psalms. These are 21st century. These are brand new things that were composed within the last couple years. And this first one was recorded, actually, was commissioned for the dedication of Christ Cathedral by a priest from Pittsburgh named Father James Chaponis. And he wrote this for the music director, the then music director, Dr. John Romeri. And we recorded this a couple months before the dedication, and we wanted something that would fit this place. This is a very, Christ Cathedral is a special place. Here we have different communities all coming together to worship. And although we all share Catholicism, we each have our own language. We have English, we have a vibrant Spanish community, we have a very energetic Vietnamese community. And so this psalm was written in both English and Spanish. And you'll hear that beautifully sung by our cantors Lauren McCall and Marcos Saldana, our favorite Spanish guitarist, who's featured at many masses here at Christ Cathedral. The next psalm is going to be a setting of Psalm 51 by another Pittsburgh-based composer, or he was from Pittsburgh originally, a young man named Luke Mayernick. And this now has a completely different feel. You'll notice that the very first thing we heard in the first section was a psalm in the Anglican tradition. These are psalms meant to be sung by a whole choir. But now we're going to go into a more Catholic tradition. And in the Catholic tradition, we have what's called responsorial psalms. And that is, the tune is introduced by the organ, then a cantor introduces the text that fits that tune for all the people to respond to, the people all respond with that melody. And then the verses of the psalm are actually sung by a cantor. This is the traditional role that, again, we take from the Jewish tradition, where the main role of a singer during a liturgy would be to proclaim the word of God, and specifically psalms. So first we're going to hear Psalm 19 by James Troponis. That was commissioned for the dedication of Christ Cathedral. Psalm 51 by Luke Mernick. That was actually recorded by your host himself here, David Ball, and our cantor, Lauren McCall. And this was recorded in the cathedral on our beautiful Walker organ. And lastly on this segment, again, straight from the dedication of Christ Cathedral, we're going to hear Psalm 122. This is a setting in a totally different direction. This is a choral piece that was based on a hymn text. This is the Perry I Was Glad. Enjoy Sounds from the Sanctuary. Today we're listening to the music of the Psalms.
You're listening to Sounds from the Sanctuary on Relevant Radio.
Be merciful, Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Sounds from the Sanctuary, and this is Christ Cathedral's music radio show, bringing you the best in classical, sacred, and organ music. I'm your host, David Ball, cathedral organist here on this historic, beautiful campus in Garden Grove. Today, we are listening to the music of the Psalms, and Psalms come in all sorts of shapes and sizes and in different genres, and so far, we've heard choral psalms, we've heard psalms by soloists, we've heard psalms with the organ. Now we're going to hear something totally different. To kick off this next segment, we're going to hear Lobe den Herren, oh, a psalm in German, another different language, by the famed composer Heinrich Schütz. And this is by the Oxford Camerata. So this is more of an orchestral setting. Heinrich Schütz was a really interesting character. He lived in Germany, but he was educated by none other than the Italians. So, of course, his music has a type of flair that you don't normally hear in German Baroque music. Again, highly influenced by the Venetian composers, the Gabriellis. So, next we're going to, on our musical journey of the Psalms today, we're going to head to Italy itself and hear Sicut Servus, a choral setting of Psalm 42, sung by the Sistine Choir by Palestrina. Now, this is a very special recording because Palestrina actually worked in the Sistine Chapel. So, to hear that music in the space it was written for, there is something so rare, mostly because the Vatican actually does not allow many recordings to be taped in the Sistine Chapel. You can imagine that space is used not only for many papal liturgies, but also the millions of tourists. If you've ever gone there, most of the time you can barely enjoy the acoustic because all you hear are guards telling people not to take photos and people wandering through it in a giant crowd. But this is a rare opportunity to hear that an empty space with just the choir and to hear the music of that acoustic by Palestrina. Next, we are going to journey back to England and hear Like as the Heart. Now, this is the same psalm we just heard in Latin, but now we're going to hear it in English by a composer, Herbert Howells, who lived many centuries later. A totally different feel. And then to end this segment, we're going to stay in England and listen to Vaughan Williams' setting of Old Hundredth, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Now, this last one is actually more related to the German style, as we're going to hear it's a setting of a psalm as a hymn. And this last Psalm 100 is actually off of one of my favorite albums, England, My England. You should check it out for the best in English music. This is Sounds from the Sanctuary, bringing you the best in sacred choral and organ music. And I'm your host, David Ball. Enjoy the music of the Psalms.
Thank you.
Be sure to tell a friend about Sounds from the Sanctuary, coming to you from the campus of Christ Cathedral in Southern California.
Welcome back. My name is David Ball, and I'm the Christ Cathedral organist, coming to you from the Tower of Hope on the Christ Cathedral campus here in sunny Southern California. Today, we are listening to Music of the Psalms, and for this next piece, we're going to focus on Psalm 34, Taste and See the Goodness of the Lord, and also, the Lord heard the man's cry, and he delivered him. Now, first, we're going to hear this text sung in the Anglican Church from St. Paul's Cathedral with John Scott conducting, and you'll hear the text of the psalm. And then we're going to hear an organ piece that has no text whatsoever, but based on the feelings and implications of that text. We're going to hear Psalm Prelude, Set 1, Number 1, Psalm 34, by Herbert Howells. And this is a very special recording to this campus. This is Fred Swan on the famed Hazel Wright organ, actually on one of the episodes of The Hour of Power. So first we're going to hear Psalm 34, and then Fred Swan playing Howell's interpretation, instrumental interpretation of that same text. Psalm 34, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord heard his cry and delivered him.
Thank you.
We were just listening to the Hazel Wright organ and the famed Fred Swan playing the beautiful music of Herbert Howell's Psalm Prelude. And we are going to listen in the same way to Psalm 94. So first we're going to hear John Scott conducting the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir to hear the text of Psalm 94. And then we're going to hear the Reubke Fugue on the 94th Psalm, played by none other than Richard Morris, a famed student of Virgil Fox. The Fugue on the 94th Psalm was written by Julius Reubke, who was a student of Liszt, and this piece is a symphonic poem, so it's very programmatic in its style. And again, no text, all we hear is the organ, and the idea of programmatic music is it's supposed to evoke a feeling from a text, some image. It's supposed to evoke an image, a feeling, an emotion. And so as Richard Morris used to like to say when he would introduce this piece, he would talk about how there are different types of psalms. There are psalms of peace. There are psalms of prayer. There are psalms of praise. And then there are the very angry God psalms. Here you get the God of the Old Testament, and you really hear that sort of fiery wrath that David expresses from the Old Testament God. So if you don't know Psalm 94, you should become familiar with it. Let me read a couple lines here before we hear Julius Reubke's Psalm Fugue on the 94th Psalm. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Arise, thou judge of the world, and reward the proud after their deserving. Lord, how long shall the ungodly triumph? They murder the widow and the stranger, and put the fatherless to death. But the Lord is my refuge, and my God is the strength of confidence. Psalm 94.
Thanks for listening to Sounds from the Sanctuary on Relevant Radio.
Well, we just heard Richard Morris's interpretation of Julius Rebka's fugue on the 94th Psalm. This has been Sounds from the Sanctuary, and we have been listening to psalms of all different shapes and sizes and genres. To close out the program today, we're going to end, as almost every service did at the St. Thomas Church of Fifth Avenue. At the end of every evensong, they always sang George Talbot's setting of Psalm 150. And this is John Scott conducting the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir. This has been Sounds from the Sanctuary, bringing you the best in sacred classical and organ music. Find our podcast at ChristCathedralMusic.org. You'll see the logo. Just click on that. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Share the beauty of the music that we hear here at Christ Cathedral.